It's now time for Rap Sheet, and with us today is Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks. You recently sent out a policing community survey, and it's due back on Monday, February 13th.
This is a great opportunity for the community as a whole to give us feedback, and it's an in-depth survey. It's about 125 questions that you do about once every 5 to 10 years, and then you would do supplemental surveys of like a postcard in between to make sure that you're still on top. This is really an opportunity that I am looking forward to look at the data, to really be able to see what the Parsons community, what their perceptions are, and what their expectations are. And it's not just about policing. It talks about quality of life, city services, funding opportunities, things that people think that we should be doing more of or less of. The survey was part of a federal grant that we got a couple years ago. This was the last piece of that. The survey was developed by a professor at Southern Illinois University following Department of Justice standards for community surveys. The surveys themselves will be bundled up and they will be sent to Fort Hays State University, where the professors in the criminal justice program at the Docking Institute will do all of the number crunching and interpretation so that we get a third-party view of by professionals of what does all this mean. I'm guessing it's going to take at least a couple of weeks for them to crunch numbers and do all the magic that professors may do at Fort Hays. And then we'll share the results of the survey with the community. We'll probably post it up on the police department website. We want to really take a look at what the feedback is from the community and hopefully blend that into strategic planning, priority of programming, emphasis for the agency to take a look at. But there's also useful information in there that could be helpful for economic development, quality of life issues, priorities that are not just for policing. And of course, because this survey is trying to tap into perceptions that people have, some of those perceptions may be wrong. And so if we find that people have the wrong perception of crime or a specific crime or something going on in town, well, then it's really incumbent on us to better educate and share with the community what the true facts are. And of course, then there's just priorities as well as funding issues. How far can we go in our own evolution to meet community expectations?
You've been listening to Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks on another edition of The Rap Sheet.